Welcome to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head-on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome live from the most awesome city in the country, Houston, Texas. And you can look over my shoulder here. Here we are just looking over the Texas Medical Center right here, right behind my place of residence. And it's just awesome to have you with us. Been kind of a stormy day, but the evening's turned out to be really warm, but at least it's not raining tonight. So welcome to the program this evening. We're really going to have a great time. This is one of those shows that you probably want to get online or text somebody or call them and say, hey, you may want to listen in tonight. This is something you're going to hear about some people's lives, but you're going to also hear about an opportunity you to be able to get involved in helping people help other people. And isn't that what our world's all about? Sometimes, I remember being in a church service where a preacher was getting all hot and heavy and the fire and brimstone and slinging sweat. And he said, what you need to do in this life is get all you can all you get, and then sit on the can. And it's like, I don't think that's the facts of life. I think we need to grab what we have and use the opportunities to be able to give back. And the more I give, the more I get. But I give because it's from the heart. And that's what it's all about. And we're going to give you an opportunity to get involved with one of the organizations that I truly believe from the bottom of my heart is one of the best ones going in the country, if not the world. And it's going to make more impact on people than what you can imagine. This time, in the next 5 years, you're going to see ACEs Matter become one of the leading non-profit organizations in this country. I truly, truly believe that. I just want to welcome the CEO and the president and the founder and all of those different accolades, Cindy Stanford, to the program tonight. So, Cindy, come on in.
Hello there, Dr. Greg Williams. How are you?
From Florida, right?
I'm from Florida, but you will not believe that I'm only a couple of hours away from you. I am currently housed in Dallas, Texas right now. So I am right down the street from you.
Oh,
in this very
from
you. Yes.
In this very moment. Let's go Texans. Boo to the Cowboys. But we'll let you stay there. That's okay.
Hey, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So I counseled the Cowboys a long time ago. I'm with the Chiefs. I'm all Patrick Mahomes.
I'm with you. Tell you what, Cindy, 2 weeks ago, we got so much response from that program because we had four of the Reacher residents of the class of 2023 on the program, and they were such a blessing. We have four more tonight. And if you'd like to just take a second to maybe mention what ACEs Matter is all about, what we do, and what these folks tonight being in this residency program is hoping to accomplish. Would you do that for me?
I can. And if it's not out of line, I want to say thank you, Greg. I know you have been riding with me since I reached out to you about like, hey, we need a board member. And I see the work that you're doing. So I first want to say thank you because you said yes when I didn't really know which direction I was going to go. And that means a lot. And here we are. A year and a half later, and we've got 16 adult learners in 12 different states all ready to rapidly spread awareness about these things called ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. So I'm really proud to be associated with this group of people, because not only do they remind me of me and you, they remind me of what America, the world, could be like if we all understood just how important our childhood adversities are, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it is, whether you go up or down the rabbit hole, it is a hole worth going down or up, because you and I know that adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, I'm lost for words, but I want to say it's just a hot mess. Like, no kid should ever have to endure adverse childhood experiences. But because we know that they're so common, the group of 16 adult learners that are a part of this residency, we want everybody to know it. And so we're like, we're going to rapidly spread awareness, right? This was the original pandemic. Like, this is the thing that they said in the late 90s was a public health crisis.
Yes.
And they told us in the late 90s that if we didn't do something about it, we're going to see more mass shootings. Have we not? Is it not all coming alive and true, right? And so because these things were predicted, these were predicted way back in the 90s when this research first came out. And for me, I felt like I learned about it when I was 42. So I learned about it during the pandemic. And all I could say is we're going to dust this off. We're going to take this off of the shelf, this research study. We're going to dust it off and we're going to make it make sense through our own stories. And so the people that kept coming to be in the residency, they were all out there doing their own thing, like trying to do something that had an important cause behind it. And I'm like, come on, y'all. Sandra Golden out of Georgia. She had a heart for helping teens understand the impact of domestic violence, right? And I'm like, you know what? Have you ever heard about ACEs? She was like, no. And so when she heard about ACEs, she was rolling with us. She was like, let's blend it in my conversation.
And it goes perfect blend, perfect fit, right?
Perfect blend. It's one of the categories, right? One of the categories. Ruth Salady, Ruth Salady out of California. She was one of the people that I met on ACEs Connection before it became PACES Connection. And we immediately clicked when we shared our ACE scores. And I realized that even though she was growing up in California in her nice neighborhood, I realized that even though we grew up in two totally different economic statuses, our stories were very much alike. And so Ruth was rolling with this, right? I'm going to save Jason for last, but I'm going to introduce Melissa. Melissa and I ran across each other. I want to say we might have been on a Clubhouse or something with the internet happened. And then I realized when I learned about Melissa Baltazar's story, who's out of Pennsylvania, I'm like, we got to roll with this. You don't, them ACEs. And her being a communications major, she was like, yeah, this is, we need to talk about this and it has to be louder. And then the last person that you have on the show with us tonight is Jason, Jason Melendez. Jason and I have a very unique way that we met. And I'm going to shut up after I say this. Jason Melendez and I both live in Orlando, Florida. Okay. And apparently we live close by each other because we both were traveling down this one street where we would always see this homeless guy, houseless. I'm going to call him a houseless guy at the time. It's this houseless guy who would stand on the corner with a puppet. Right. He would stand on the corner with the puppet and he would, you know, ask for donations, but he would entertain us. And so at one point I exchanged contact information with this gentleman. Later on down the line, I realized that that same houseless person caught Jason's eye and Jason wanted him on his show. And so it was because of a houseless person who happened to also be somebody who was overcoming a serious drug addiction. Jason and I both saw something in that man. And even though Jason and I had never met, it was the houseless person that connected me and Jason. And the houseless person told me, you got to meet Jason. I met him. We were at a stoplight. And I'm like, wait a minute, I met you at a stoplight. And so Jason and I have now developed a relationship all because he and I both met this houseless person. I told the houseless person about ACEs. And all of a sudden, that houseless person knew exactly why he was addicted to the drugs that he was addicted to when he learned about ACEs. And then Jason happened to be intrigued by the person's story and wanted that same houseless person on his podcast. So the way we come together, there's no coincidences. Obviously, I saw a quote that said, coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous. And I think that is a perfect example of how I've run into all of these people.
Yeah, I don't think there's any coincidences either. There's no happenstances. It's all God divine interventions. Yeah. And those divine appointments you have to be aware of. And one thing, and go ahead, TJ, welcome. Bring everybody in on the screen if you could, so we can see these beautiful faces and their smiles. Welcome to the program this evening. And as we look at this, we have California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida. I'm in Texas. And isn't this awesome that not only do we have technology, but isn't it awesome that we all have a connection, even though I have personally never met any of you? And that connection can help us together change lives. Now, I don't know about you, but if that doesn't get your fire up on the high level, then your pilot light must have been blown out sometime in your lifetime, because that gets me excited. Your wood's a little wet or something, because that's what it's all about. And welcome to the program tonight. And Jason, it's nice to know that you got a podcast. So you're going to be really the voice of reason tonight.
Three. I got three podcasts.
Three podcasts. Oh, boy. I'm only going to stick with one until I learn how to do this one right. And then I'll just... That's great. Welcome to the program. Yeah. Let's just take this one at a time. Cindy, thank you. And stay right here with us if you would. If you don't, if you have to go, feel free to, but love to have you on. Let's just start off with Melissa. Tell me a little bit about your story, and just in a real quick nutshell, what got you to this place where we're at right now?
Huh. Wow. What a loaded question.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. And it's helpful to talk about, you know, ACEs and your experience with it. For me, I knew very, very young. My exposure was domestic violence.
Okay.
I grew up seeing violence. I grew up seeing my mother being beaten. I grew up, you know, with physical abuse. And, you know, I've lost a sister, not physically to physical abuse, but mentally to physical abuse, where she has, you know, I haven't seen her in about 15 years, just based on the experiences that she's been through. She disappeared, you know. I wound up adopting my niece and my nephew. You know, so it's been rough. And being young and going through that, I knew that this was not right. This is not what people are supposed to be going through. And so from very, very young, I became very interested in why is this, you know, a way that people are living? How can I help? I wanted to major in psychology, but I wound up majoring in media and mass communications in school because I wanted to get the word out. And that's been my mission from very, very young. I have a company, Out Loud Communications, who is dedicated to getting the word out and just being out loud about, you know, matters like ACEs. ACEs matter, you know.
Right.
And so that's where I entered this arena. I found out about ACEs probably, I would say, about 5 years ago, you know, during the whole COVID shutdown, where yeah. You know, I'm on the internet and I'm, you know, I'm a writer, I'm a journalist, freelance journalist. And so I do a lot of research and I found out about this. I took my ACEs test and I scored a 7. And so it put a lot of things into perspective for me when I found out about what adverse childhood experiences were. And I became a soldier for it ever since.
Me too.
I mean, my goodness. If people knew the dysfunction, the health issues, the, you know, how you're affected, sometimes you don't even make the connection with your childhood, with what you're going through in your adulthood, you know, and you just know something's not right. Something's a little off. And ACEs brought it all together for me.
So, fantastic, Melissa. I tell you, you scored a 7. And this with your experience with domestic violence, let's just segue this to Sandra, because my understanding is domestic violence is what you focus on, correct?
I focus on different aspects of abuse. For me, my abuse started when I was in elementary school. My first episode was with a piano teacher who sexually assaulted me.
Oh, my.
And then as I became a teenager, I entered an abusive relationship. And so what I focus on is a lot of things dealing with the parents, because as parents, we have to realize we have to build a bond, a relationship with our children to make them comfortable in coming to us and talking to us about those things. And we have to listen. And that's one thing a lot of times parents don't do. Your kids start to tell you a story and you immediately think you know what they're going to say, or you disbelieve them. So the other aspect of it is helping those teens to know that there are people, even if it may not be your parents, that you can go to. There are resources for you, because for me, my parents never knew that I was abused as a teenager. They never knew I was assaulted, because even though I had a relationship with my mother, I did not, I guess, have a bond where I felt close enough where I could tell her those things. And both of my parents are deceased, and they died never knowing those things had happened to me. One of the ways that I felt I could make an impact, I wrote a book. I have a book. It's called Make It Stop, A Young Woman's Guide to Overcome and Prevent Dating Abuse. And I also will begin a program next month called Mother-Daughter Strong. And it's geared towards mothers to help them learn how to effectively communicate with their daughters and build that bond, so they become their daughter's go-to person. And they have that relationship where that daughter feels safe and comfortable in talking to them about anything, whether it's sex, abuse, establishing boundaries and things of that nature.
That's perfect. I'll tell you what, Sandra, I want to publicly right here in front of the whole world say, hey, I want you on the program. Let's talk about the book. Let's talk about what you're doing. So I'll get back with you and we'll put you on because okay. That's how
Thank
to create
you.
Boundaries, how to do that, because children are screaming for boundaries. We think they want us to be their best friends. No, they want boundaries. They want limits because it gives them security. So I'm interested to pick an inside of your brain there a little bit and get some of your wisdom on that. Thank you, Sandra, for sharing. And you're all the way from Georgia, correct? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Ruth, what brought you to this place right now where you're at in life?
For me, my abuse started before I was born. I can trace the severe abuse through 4 generations of my family. And when I took the ACE test, I have all 10 of the ACEs. And then I've found a lot of other questions, right, that were on the original ACE test. Eventually I started running away when I was 12 years old. And I've been chronically homeless most of my life. And it took getting my own place for the first time in my life to understand, to realize that I had continued that pattern of running away since I was 12 years old. You know, it worked then. And so I just kept doing it. And so I've been housed now for 4 years on my own. That's really given me the room to dive deeper into my healing.
Ruth, that flight response is so common in people's lives, to run, to just get out, go. And that's the way your body has dealt with all of this pain and hurt over all these years.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Be having a place now, you can kind of take a breath and take this all in and process and then help other people. So that's unbelievable. You scored a 10.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And you are from Pennsylvania.
California.
Yep. Okay. It's Melissa's from Pennsylvania. In California, all the way out there. Jason?
Yes,
what's up,
sir?
My friend?
How you doing?
Doing well.
So sorry, excuse my voice, it's a little raspy.
Oh, mine? I know mine's gone, so but go for it. What brought you to this place right now, Mike?
Well, a lot of these stories are going to start off at an early age, which mine will too, but I guess it starts with realization, almost like a cut. You don't notice how much it will hurt until you notice the cut. So I didn't I didn't notice my cut till I met Cindy, till I had her on my podcast. And I didn't know about ACEs. Once she enlightened me about adverse childhood experiences is when the wave took over me. It's like they say when you die, your life flashes before your eyes. Well, once you notice what ACEs are, then your life flashes before your eyes again. And you start noticing all these adverse childhood experiences that you've had. I'm a Puerto Rican man growing up in the Bronx. So we had a lot. We had what was going on in the neighborhood. We had drugs all around us. It was in the home. Domestic violence, alcoholism. There's a lot of things you could say brought me to this place. But mainly, it was my son. My son's passing brought me to having, even wanted to start these podcasts that I have. It took a while to find one singular thing I can give back in his name, and now I use him as my mascot. And I'm noticing that that's an ACE I have passed down to my children, is losing my child. So it's a lot of realization is what brought me here.
Wow. And Jason, when you took the ACEs test, what did you end up scoring on yours?
I scored an 8.
An 8. An 8. And Sandra, what was yours?
Mine was a 5.
5. And Cindy? Yours was?
Was a 10. Real quick, I was a 9 when I first took it. I learned about the ACE score at a copy machine. Somebody left the quiz on a copy machine, and I just happened to pick it up and take it.
This happened.
And that, yeah, just. Day I scored myself a 9, and that was because I misunderstood it. So this was February of 2020. And I didn't score myself a 10 on the sexual abuse because I was like, well, he didn't penetrate. So technically, and so, but when I actually started learning about it, and I was like, wait a minute, I actually was sexually assaulted at 12. And again, at 16 by men who were two times my, one of them was 8 years older than me, and the other one was like 15 years older than me at the time. But because I fought back and they didn't penetrate, I only gave myself a 9 the very first time that I took it. But when I went down the rabbit hole, I was like, wait a minute, my body remembers those, both of those moments, just like it was yesterday. Like, of all the things that I've forgotten, I have not forgotten the way those two men made me feel when they tried to take advantage of me when I was 12 and 16. So all that to say is I scored a 10 out of the original ACE questions that were on the questionnaire.
Unbelievable. I scored an 8. And if you want to know more about that, write this down, acesmatter.org. Go on there and look, and you can actually go right there to a link. They'll tell you, hey, what's your score? And you can take the little test tonight during the program or after the program while you listen to all the great folks here. We're going to be right back after our first commercial break. And 888-627-6008. And hang with us and don't give up. Hang right there. If you want to get on the Breaking Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page, people are there. Feel free to comment on there too. We'll be right back after the first commercial break with more of these awesome guests from ACEs Matter. Be right back. You know, I tell you what, I have been working on this project for the last couple of years, and we keep promising you that this book was going to come out, but it is now out right now on Kindle edition, and I can't be more excited than I am about this book because it's a perfect timing for what our teenagers, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, basically everybody needs, and it's called When the Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. It's available right now on Amazon on Kindle. And it'll be available August 16th, actually on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Books A Million, and all those sites. And just a few topics that it talks about. Chapter 1, you're going to find out how where you are in life and how to find out how to get where you're going. Chapter 8 tells you about how to take control back of your life. Chapter 11 deals with how you're dealing with anxiety and anger. Chapter 12 goes even deeper into depression. How do you deal with that? Hurt, pain, and suicide. And there's just so many things. I personally believe that every person that's listening to me, every parent, every grandparent, every school teacher, every doctor, every library, every church, every counselor, every minister needs a copy of this book and copies to hand out to the people that are going through some of their own storms of their life. When the dark clouds come, the roadmap to hope. Get this one. I'm proud of this. And this is the one book that I wish I had when I was going through all of that abuse, when I was a child, when I was a teenager. I wish I had that to be able to turn, to be able to learn how to get through my storms to hope. Roadmap to hope. When the dark clouds come, don't miss it. It's on Amazon right now. Welcome back. We appreciate you all being with us tonight. 888-627-6008. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, as we have these Reachers residency class of 2023 with ACES Matter, we'll start with Ruth this time. What are you most excited about hoping to get from this Reachers residency, Ruth?
Well, I've been helping other people my whole life. That's one of the things that I've been focused on. And I'm very excited to be able to share the information that changed my life is, you know, learning about ACEs and supporting others to start their healing journey.
Okay, fantastic. Sandra?
For me, I just feel as though we can do so much more as a team, as a unit. I sort of think about Big Mama in Soul Food when she made the statement to her family sitting at a Sunday dinner. She says, you know, when your hands are spread apart, you can do good, but you can do greatness with the fist because it's a team. You're all together in it. You're in the fight together. So that's what I think about, and that's what I'm more excited about, that we can make a larger and a bigger impact.
Fantastic. Jason?
I'm excited to bring the knowledge to the youth, actually, because if we can hit the younger generation, then maybe we can start to chip off and get to the part where we eradicate ACEs for good.
Fantastic. Melissa?
I'm excited to create awareness around this issue. I'm excited to get people to understand that things and the challenges, the health issues that they have been experiencing has a origin so that we can begin to heal ourselves. I'm really excited to get that word out.
That's fantastic. And I think, Jason, you hit it when you talked about getting to the youth, because Ruth mentioned something earlier about four generations, and that immediately made every muscle tighten. And I hope, Ruth, you broke the cycle. And that's each of our jobs now, is to break this from going over and over and over. I have no idea how many generations it was past, but I made sure it stopped in mine, that my kids weren't touched, that I overly protected them in an unbelievable way that I could, in the most, the best way that I knew how, for my dad, to make sure that he didn't touch them. And I think passing that on and helping others break their own cycle was a way to end this. What goals do you have coming up in through this program and in life in general, Jason? What goals?
I would love to get this on the road. I want to take my act and move state to state, book halls and high schools and colleges, and let everybody know what ACEs are, what they should mean to them, and why it's good to spread the word and bring education to the masses.
You know, tell you what, we've talked about this, Cindy, haven't we? I really believe there'll be a day that we're going to be in every state, every big city, and maybe get a big bus and just go from town to town to town. Because that's what I think is so amazing about this, Sandra. Do you not believe, too, that it doesn't matter where we are in the world, this affects everybody. Everybody needs to hear this. So when we went live tonight, it's going completely around the world. And there's somebody in Australia, New Zealand that's listening to it tonight that is in the same situation and on the edge of their seat. And so, Sandra, what are you hoping that the goals that you have coming out of this?
A little bit like Jason, not only, though, to reach the teens, but to reach those parents. Yeah. Because what we have to realize is, as parents, they're broken. They entered adulthood broken, not whole. And so therefore, that's why the cycle continues. Yeah. So yes, teach the teens so that they will be cognizant of what it is and they can reach out or speak up, but also get to those parents. They have to get naked with themselves, I like to say, and realize what has happened to them, what they have endured, and what they have to do to break that cycle for it to affect those teens. So it's sort of like a combination of things. And I'm hoping that we can get that word out, not only to our teens, our young, so that they won't endure what we have as young people, but also to those parents, to get them whole, to help them, to help their children.
Fantastic. Melissa?
I'm looking to really get people to be able to process their trauma through creative means. I'm a writer. I've been able to write my way to sanity, I have to say. I'm a spoken word artist. I'm a journalist, I'm a writer. And so, you know, to be able to provide opportunities for people to process trauma through creative means, but also there's a larger issue in our healthcare system when you talk about mental health. And so when you talk about ACEs matter and you talk about what your ACE scores are and realizing that you've been impacted with this, I see this becoming a larger public policy issue. I see this, you know, penetrating the healthcare reform when you talk about what's covered. You know, you have to be immunized to be able to enter school. You know, you have to have a license to be able to drive a car. But there's nothing that requires mental health as a basic health care function in this country. And I think to have practitioners to screen for ACEs, and not just a doctor asking you questions like, you know, did you feel sad, you know, anytime this month? Or, you know, did you think about killing yourself? It's really requiring people to speak to a mental health professional as a basic healthcare function. You know, and not being able to move forward until you do that. you know, so that people can really get a mental health check.
Yeah, not as a right, but as a privilege, correct? I mean, because every community, no matter what economic class it's in, deserves that same.
Absolutely, absolutely deserves to be able to have access to mental health care as a basic right. And so I think ACES can really push that effort forward.
Wow. Cindy, I'm going to ask you, because I'm going to go ahead and interview you too. It's all right. When you came up with this, and this was a divine vision that you had, what was the goal that you wanted to achieve through people like these wonderful guests we have tonight that's in the program following you, taking the lead in this? What are you hoping to accomplish with this? This first class and then in the future?
I'm going to say this. Information gives us something to think about. Connection gives us something to live for. So my hope was that I was going to connect people, because Dr. Gabor Maté says a lot. I'm probably butchering his last name, but
no, you're doing fine.
It's connection, right? Like, many of us sit alone with our hurt, our traumas, our the things that happen to us, and we feel like we just got to deal with it alone. And you don't have to be a therapist to be therapeutic, as my mentor, Dr. Mimi Graham, says. And so I just wanted people to, know their ACE score so that they have an idea of what chain needs to be broken. And number two is to create a community of people that feel connected with each other because of what we've been through and where we want to go. And those were the things that I felt like this program would be able to bring to the table. Plus, these people, I got some smart people. Like, you already heard them speaking, right? Like, I was like, these people out here killing it. Like, they're killing it. But what if, like Sandra said, what if we closed our fists and we did it together? We can be louder. Or what is the saying? You can go fast alone or far together. And I felt like this is what we're going to do if pinching pennies, if we have to. But every single person in this world of 8 billion needs the information we have.
Yeah. Fantastic. I tell you, I really believe so far this is our 8th person that we've had on the program. And there's another, that's only the first half, are unbelievable individuals that's going to be learning about this through their, and the program is a year long, correct?
They'll be joining us for 11 months. They'll be with us for 11 months. And it is a critical thinking community of childhood trauma survivors. Like, we are thinking beyond what happened to us in childhood and trying to think, like, how do we bring the ACES study alive through our story. So it's an 11-month program. We're going to have some of the most profound guest speakers that are joining our classes to impart their knowledge upon us. I call them knowledge philanthropists because they're giving their knowledge away to us. And we're going to soak up as much as we can, and we're going to turn around and give it right back. We're going to give it right back to our community. Sandra's going to give it back whenever she gets FaceTime with her parents. Melissa's going to give it back anytime she gets behind a microphone and she drops some spoken word. Jason's going to give it back anytime he's on one of his 10 podcasts. I'm joking, Jason. And then Ruth's going to give it back anytime she has the microphone in California, and she's being bashful, but her dreams are a lot bigger than she shared with us tonight, because she understands the importance of our digestive system and the way we eat. So she's going to be able to give it back in the context of the foods that we eat. So do you see the power that we have when our collective voices are together?
Yeah, fantastic. Jason, because we all know what each other's ACE score is now, where did you personally get your strength to be where you are today?
Oh, man.
And nobody knew what questions, and I didn't even know what questions I was going to ask, but that just came to me. I want everybody to answer that, but Jason, we'll start with you.
I would say, honestly, the city I was brought up in. If you can make it in New York City, you can make it anywhere. You can make it through any situation. You got the wherewithal to make it through your problems. And that's That's more than likely what I can attribute to why I'm here today. The only reason why I'm here today. I think if I would have grew up anywhere else, I probably wouldn't have survived my my son passing or any of these ACEs once I found out what they were. There's no way.
Okay. Thank you. Melissa?
I have to say, God, to be very, very honest with you, because as a young person, I was different from all of my family members. And I had an awareness in me that, you know, the things that I was going through was not right. And I had a desire in me to help other people who was going through the things that I was going through at a very young age. And so I don't know where it came from. I just have to say that it was a gift from God that I had an awareness that this is not right and this needs to stop.
Okay, awesome. Sandra?
Other than God, I would say my husband, who has always been supportive, even from the first day that we met, even though I always say I dogged him out, he stuck around, and my daughters. I have three kids, two girls and one boy, and I wanted to give them what I felt I never had that led me to being assaulted, both as a young girl and then as a teenager. And not telling anybody, because I didn't want them to ever feel that they had no one to tell, that they were there alone. And that's where I got my strength from them, my husband and God.
And family and God. Okay. Bruce.
I would say that my strength came from my connection with nature. I was very isolated as a child with my abuse. And, but I also grew up on farms and we had gardens and animals. And so that was really the place of comfort for me. And it has been throughout my life.
Okay, fantastic. Tell you what, we're going to take our last break. This is a real short one, I promise you. 888-627-6008. On the other side of this, Cindy, this last break, I want you to throw out the information of how people can get involved. I want to make sure they write that down. So if we get long, it doesn't cut it off at the end. But I want all those email addresses and website addresses of people if they want to help us with this venture that these folks are on and help them on their journey. So we'll be right back after our last commercial break. 888-627-6008. Hang with us.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back, and appreciate you all being with us. We have four of the residents in the Reacher Residency Class of 2023 for ACES Matter. And we had four on a couple weeks ago. This is the next four, and I hope we get the opportunity to meet the other eight eventually the next couple weeks. So we're going to always invite anybody to come on and share their story. But Cindy, if somebody wants to listen, you know, they're listening in, they go, hey, wait, this sounds like a pretty neat program. I want more information or I want to help promote this. in my zip code, in my area, in my state, with my family, whoever, how's the best way for somebody to get involved if they're listening?
That's great. The first thing I'm going to encourage people to do is to visit our website. And underneath the programs tab, you'll see the Reach of Residency. And each of those, each of the residents that's in the program this year, you'll be able to read a little bit about what it is that they believe and just basically their bio. But you can donate funds to individual residents that are in your zip code. So the benefit of donating, obviously, to the residents is not only does it allow the funds to support the work that the resident is doing while they're in the academy, but it brings the information directly into the state or the zip code where the resident lives. 80% of the money that is donated towards the resident's experience goes right back into the resident, meaning that the resident will have the tools and all the resources they need to carry this conversation forward. Talking about trauma is really heavy. Talking about trauma when you are somebody who is living, who has lived through trauma, makes it that much heavier. So when people give funds to the academy, they allow for the residents to continue to do the work and then also receive the support that they need in any form or fashion. So I like to ask people to go to the website. You can donate to the general residency program so that we can continue to carry the conversation. Or you can pick an individual resident that you relate to their story and you can donate to them directly. So just by visiting the website. And then if you want to know a little bit more on why that particular resident decided to get into this program, you can also catch us on the YouTube. So there's a playlist and each resident has a quick 3-minute or less clip. It tells you why this cause is important to them and what they aspire to do after being in this experience with us.
Fantastic. That's acesmatter.org.
Acesmatter.org. And I dropped the link in the chat. So anybody that watches this real time, or if you come back to the replay or on Facebook, the link is directly in the chat. Pick a resident, sponsor them. And that particular area or zip code will be able to get all of that resident and the training that they're getting and making sure that anybody in that zip code is not left behind.
Fantastic. All four of the folks that are on tonight, is your families listening, your friends, are they all on the computers right now and listening and watching you?
Okay, absolutely. Wonderful. Because it looks like I let my daughter stay up late. My husband has it playing in the other room.
My phone is going crazy with people saying, you know, yes, that's awesome comment, things of that order. So thank you. Melissa, we'll start back up with you. We'll make this a full cycle and hope we'll have maybe room for another comment or two. But what advice do you have if somebody is sitting on the other side of the screen or listening to the podcast next week or weeks after, or listening live around the world? What advice from your heart would you have if they were sitting in front of you and they were you 5 years ago? And they've experienced some things in their life that they haven't dealt with. What's your best piece of advice for them?
My best piece of advice is let your adversity fuel your prosperity.
I got to write that down. Say it again.
Let your adversity fuel your prosperity, that you have not been through what you've been through for no reason. And don't let it be in vain. You use it as your fuel. And there's a reason why you have seen this side of your life. It is not a mistake. And it's unfortunate that you have been through what you've been through. But use it to help others. And you can use it to help yourself. It's not for no reason. And that's the reason why I've joined this program, because I can't let the experiences that I've had be in vain. I have to use it to make my contribution to this society. And that's what I would tell others.
Wow. That is awesome. Ruth.
I would say that you're not broken, you're injured, that you're not alone, that trauma happens in relationships and it heals in relationships.
Oh.
And as we build community, we can heal together.
It's Cindy, this is hitting our
streets. I told you they was fire, Greg. I told you they was fire. I told you they was fire.
This is so good, folks. And I love when we get to the heart. That's why I don't have pre-questions so you can prepare, because it's better from the heart. And folks, you're speaking from the heart tonight. That is so impactful. Thank you. Sandra.
I would want them to know that they're not alone. They're not in this fight alone, that they have help. There are resources, and that they are their biggest advocate, that they can take what has happened to them, and that gives them strength to help others, and that they can help others through their stories, especially, you know, mothers, parents. Yes, this may have happened to you, but this is your opportunity to stop that cycle. You can be the hero in your family who breaks that cycle so that it does not continue to repeat itself, but that you do have people here to help you. So I guess it would be, you're not alone. You can do this.
Fantastic. Jason, what do you think, my friend?
Like I said before, you don't know how much a cut is going to hurt until you notice it's there. So focus on you. Make sure you know where these aces are coming from. Make sure you know how to approach them. So that way you don't pass them down. And just break the silence. Know your aces matter.
Break the silence. Boy, can I use that in the commercial? That's perfect. I tell you. Cindy, do you have a thought on this one?
I can't even follow that. Like, I'm lost for words. I'm they said it all, Greg. They said it all. Like, I can put that in a bowl, a cake mix, and I think it would come out as a beautiful cake if I mixed all the ingredients of what they just said. And I think it goes back to, I said I was lost for words, but I clearly lied. It goes back to connections. Like, it's connections, right? Like, you ain't got to sit in it by yourself. That's it. Like, y'all, I'm lost for words.
It seems like a lot of people come up and, you know, I'll speak in front of groups, big groups and small groups and auditoriums and breakout rooms. You know, it doesn't matter what the size of the group is. People come and go, and thank you. And I always say, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. Because every time I have the chance, and I hope all four of you have already felt this, but if you haven't, you're going to, and I'm almost sure y'all already have. My healing heals more each time I help one more person. And if we can get everybody in that mode of saying, hey, let's join together, like Sandra was saying with her hand or the fist, we can not only change the world, but it helps us too. It's like therapy. And folks, you've helped me tremendously. And I know hundreds and thousands of people tonight with just the words that you shared. Any last thoughts before we close out? Because we're down to about a minute and a half. Jason, anything, just the last word, and then we'll finish up with Cindy.
You are not your scars.
Oh, I like that. Very good. Ruth?
I'm just thankful to be able to share. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. California is going to be impacted by you. I really believe that, Ruth. Sandra?
Just to let everybody know that you're not alone, that there's always, you know, a resource or someone that you can reach out to who can relate to you and what you're going through. And just don't do it alone. Don't do it in silence.
Beautiful. Melissa?
Just know that there is an end to this story and there is a new beginning. And know your ACE score. Check your ACEs score. If you think that you've been traumatized by your past or you've been through a lot of things, check your ACEs score. Go on to ACEs Matter and know your score.
Fantastic. Cindy.
I'm going to say thank you, because there are several people that have showed up to support this very infant cause, because ACEs Matter has been around for 2 years. And right now I have 17 mentors that have personally dedicated their time to support these residents through these 11 months. They just doing it. And so I'm telling people this to agree with what Sandra says, you're not alone. 17 mentors have signed up to be paired with the residents while they're going through this experience. That means a ton, because that means there is somebody out there that is the protective factor that we needed when we were children. And they showed up as our adult. They showed up in our adulthood. And that means a lot. So mentors, if y'all are listening tonight, Two Heartbeats all the way from Dallas, Texas, by way of Orlando, Florida. We appreciate y'all. Like, we could not do this without the helping hands of people like you, like Sandra, like Melissa, like Jason, like Ruth, and everybody else. So thank y'all.
That's fantastic. And we'll let you know that if anybody wants to get involved, and I'm even talking about people on the other side of the world, there's no reason, Cindy, why we can't do an ACES Matter in England, that we can't do an ACES Matter in Australia, in New Zealand. And for some reason, everybody in New Zealand listens to this program. I don't know what's going on with New Zealand and us, but we connect apparently. We can start one there. Because everyone in this world needs what we've talked about this evening. We need that. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Sandra, Ruth, Melissa, Jason, and Cindy, thank you for leading this this campaign to changing lives in so many areas in our country. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
As we do every program, I always want to end with letting you know, no matter what you're going through, and you've heard some stories tonight, no matter what you're involved with right now, no matter what you're going to face tomorrow, it's never too late for a new beginning. It's in you. And I want to let you know, if nobody's told you today or lately or ever, there's hope. There's hope. As long as this chest is still rising, that heart's still beating, there's hope for all of us and all of you. Never give up on that. Thank you so much. Join us right here next week from Houston, Texas, for another live edition of Breaking the Silence. Thank you all for being here tonight. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome week. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.